Welcome, welcome to the very first episode of the Girl Unlimited podcast. I am your host, Tiari, and I just want to thank you for taking out time out of your busy schedule to spend with me today. And it is a day to celebrate, because not only am I launching this podcast today, the 22nd of September, but it's the fact that it's also my birthday. So I don't know what possessed me to launch this podcast on my birthday, because it has been a lot of work. And traditionally for my birthday, I like to just chill. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. The Girl Unlimited podcast shares the same day of my birth. How cool is that? Anyway, if there's anything that the last few years has taught me, especially living through a pandemic, it is the fact that, well, two things. One, that we should be grateful for what we do have, and we may not have everything, but we can be grateful for what we do have. And the second is the fact that there is always something to be grateful for. We just have to look deeply and introspectively, but there is always something to be grateful for. And today, I am grateful for quite a few things, but I'll just name a few. I'm grateful for health. I'm grateful for strength. Obviously, those two things, living through a pandemic, you tend to feel more grateful. And you see what's going on around you. You tend to feel more grateful that you are in good health. So I'm grateful for that. But most importantly, I'm grateful for courage. It has taken courage to finally, after 4 years, launch this podcast that's been in my heart, you know, for so long. And two Bible verses came to my mind. The first one is that we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And the second, that perfect love drives out all fear. Thing is, we cannot get rid of the feeling of fear. And you and I know that. If you've tried, then probably this is the time. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, this is the time to stop trying, because you can't get rid of it. You could get used to it. And, you know, the fact is, fear is needed. You know, you've probably heard this saying of the, you know, we have been giving that fight or flight ability, you know, to enable us act when we need to act in times of danger. Where it becomes a problem is when that part of our brain starts to think that something that is actually going to progress our lives, or it's going to make us show up as the best version of ourselves, when that part of our brain starts to look at those things as threats or as danger, and then you start to feel the fear. So you can't get rid of fear. But we can choose not to focus on it, because when you focus on it, you cannot play full out in love, power, and soundness of mind. But if we allow ourselves to be compelled by love and take action in spite of the fear you feel, then you are courageous. That's what courage is. It is acting in spite of fear. So today I'm grateful for courage to step out of my comfort zone and create this podcast in spite of the internal war that wages constantly and that has waged constantly inside of me for the past 4 years. So as this is our very first episode, it only makes sense to give a proper introduction to the podcast and to myself, your host. So if you're wondering who Tiari is and what all this Girl Unlimited malarkey is about, then hold tight, babe. You are about to get all the juicy details. So I'll start with me. It's so very nice to meet you. My name is T. My close friends call me Tosse. And my parents and still some old aunties and uncles call me Tosse. And I've said it slowly so you can hopefully hear the intonation. Yes, if you've not been able to pick up from my accent yet, I am of Nigerian heritage, and this 10 letter name of mine is, yes, it's a bit of a tongue twister. No doubt even Nigerians born and bred have problems pronouncing the name, so don't worry, you're in good company, all right, if you're struggling. But it has a beautiful meaning. It means it's my time, and I love my name just because of what it signifies, especially today. So I wear a lot of hats. I'm a singer-songwriter in the Christian and inspirational music space. And I go by the stage name Tiari, which is what I go by on the podcast as well. I'm also a writing and editing girl, and I run a writing shop over at the Butterfly Copy. Check me out whenever you can if you need some writing help or some editing help. This is a shameful plug there. I'm a book nerd and I run a free nonfiction personal growth, that's quite a mouthful, book club called Gold Mines. I'm wife to Ose and a mom to Derek, Bethel and Asha. So it's very nice to meet you, and I've just given you obviously the nice achiever side to my story. On the other hand, there's the fact that by the time I was 22, both my parents had passed away, and that was an even better situation as compared to my siblings. I had younger siblings, the youngest being about 8 years old at the time. So it was a very tough situation to be in. But before then, we lived in quite a tension-filled home anyway. Parents were fighting all the time, and I had quite a turbulent relationship with my mom and with my dad. Well, there wasn't that much of a relationship there. And don't get me wrong, I love and miss my parents every day, every single day, because it's really, it's not so many people can take the place of your parents, right? And but growing up with all that tension in the air was quite draining. But in the environment I grew up in, you didn't really talk about stuff like that. You came across as weak and whiny. So what did I do? I sought peace and validation in romantic relationships and envied families where both parents seem to have a fantastic relationship. Can you relate? Probably you can. And then fast forward a few years, I was in uni, and university in itself was a whirlwind for me. It is where I found music and is where I found Christianity. And I spend most of my time gigging around town. And then fast forward a few years after that, I marry a wonderful man and I have three wonderful children who I throw myself into raising, because surely I had to do better than what I had. I didn't envisage losing myself though. But gradually I clawed my way back to me, to finding me. I'm still in that self-discovery journey. And I started a career in music, and then I went into writing, and now I'm speaking and podcasting. It's just amazing. And I've come a long way, but I still have quite a long way to go. And that is where the heart for the Girl Unlimited podcast or the Girl Unlimited community was built in the first place. I had a burden to create a space where women like me would feel comfortable being unmasked and vulnerable and feel inspired to stretch and break out of limits placed by life and society and reach for their most daring dreams, because I had daring dreams. I still do. And I always felt like a fish out of water in some cases, because I grew up in an environment where it is quite normal to be boxed in to a certain stereotype or a certain image. And I really didn't want that for myself. I was born and bred in Nigeria. I've lived in the UK happily for the last 13 years with my family. Now, Girl Unlimited, as you've heard me talk about being grateful for courage, the Girl Unlimited community is built on the foundation of courage, simply put. And this is coming from a person who has literally struggled with fear for most of her life. But struggling with fear was not the problem. After all, everyone struggles with fear, right? Show me someone who hasn't struggled. Show me someone who tells you that they don't. And I'll show you someone who's lying right to your face. So the problem was not the fact that I felt fear. It was the fact that I allowed fear hold me back. And I allowed fear to make me play small. What was I afraid of? Lots of things, but the topmost fear I had was probably the fear of judgment, aka, what will people think? But one day, enough was enough. or maybe it was just something about not being able to count the grays on my hair any longer and found myself having to cover them more and more. Okay, quick fact, I don't have anything against gray hair. I'm just not ready for them yet. Now, I know I'm not alone in this, right? I get friends and random women, sometimes even men, who call me up to ask questions about music or editing or writing or something or books. And I find that so many people, especially women, are holding themselves back either from self-doubt or lack of confidence. And I'm on a mission to see that change in as many women as possible. I want to see more women filled with the audacity to go after a life that is in step with their God-given potential and calling. Like Benjamin Disraeli said, success is the child of audacity. So why women? Don't men experience these issues as well? Oh, I know they do. And a good example is actually found in Daring Greatly, the book Daring Greatly by Brené Brown. She tells of this story of this man and his wife who walked up to her while she was signing. I think they attended a book signing, and she was signing their copies of the book that they bought on the day. And the man stayed behind while he allowed his wife go ahead of him. And this is me paraphrasing now, obviously, when the wife seemingly was out of earshot, he then asks her, you know, does she only teach vulnerability and shame to women? And that kind of took Brené aback, because she was like, well, I can't remember what her answer was, but I know his comeback was, because I think she said something in the line of, well, I think that's what I know or something. And the guy was like, well, that's a shame, because men do experience shame too. I mean, he gave the illustration that his wife and his daughters, apparently he's the father of daughters, of daughters only, that his wife and daughters will literally die than see him fall off his white horse. And that hit me really hard, because I was like, oh gosh, that's actually true. Men do experience fear and self-doubt, and, you know, are vulnerable as well. And I get that. So why women? Because though we have come such a long way from not being allowed to vote or not being allowed to possess land to now being prime ministers, but so many studies have been carried out which all have arrived at the same point, which is that women are still more susceptible to self-doubt and fear than men. They are still less likely to ask for salary increases than their male counterparts. They still wouldn't apply for jobs where they weren't 100% qualified for, as opposed to their male counterparts that many times just need to be 60% qualified for that role they are going for. Apparently, not all women are like that, but not enough are. That's the point. Not enough are. And that's my point. And that's the whole point of Girl Unlimited. I want to see more women break barriers, defy limits, smash stereotypes, and embrace the endless possibilities that are out there for them, for us. That means more work needs to be done to elevate our courage and confidence levels. And this is the entire reason Girl Unlimited exists. I'll be lying if I said to you that I have all this figured out, but I'm hoping that you can hear my heart. And I'm so glad to have you on this journey with me as I defy my limitations, in this case, mostly mindset ones, and help you defy and break yours. Speaking of breaking of limits, I wanted to end with a story. The story of Roger Bannister and the 4-Minute Mile. Well, it was the year 1954. Prior to this time, experts had said that it was impossible to run a mile or about 1,609 meters in less than 4 minutes. Well, it took a young medical student who ran part-time in the amateur league, because obviously his medical training didn't give him enough time to go into sport full-time. It took that young medical student to break that limit, running a mile in under 4 minutes. He ran that mile in 3 minutes, 59 seconds, thereby demonstrating that the limitation was not physical, but psychological. Since then, others have gone on to break the limit too. Today, the world record for running 1 mile is 3 minutes, 43 seconds. Can you imagine? In other words, it took one person to show the rest of the athletics world, and the entire world actually, that barriers can be broken, and most of the time they should. So what barriers are standing in your way today? What barriers are standing in the way of you achieving your wildest dreams or just living your calling or purpose? How many ideas have come into your mind and you mentally laugh them off as impossible? Well, in the late Sir Roger Bannister's words, however ordinary each of us may seem, we are all in some way special and can do things that are extraordinary, perhaps until then, even thought impossible. So that's where I leave you today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the first episode of the Girl Unlimited podcast. I'll be back again next week with my very first guest, and it is an episode you don't want to miss. In fact, don't miss any of the episodes. Subscribe, please, so that you get notified every time an episode drops, which is going to be every Wednesday anyway. But thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. I'm so glad to have you on this journey, and see you next week. No.